Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Victoria, here is my marriage certificate, my divorce certificate. You can see it says 2020, but this is in Japanese. I can't read this!
Y'all, everything old is new again. Remember.
I can't read. Me,
I can't read this. It's in Arabic.
Me go poopy can't read this.
Still, one of the most unaware things that have ever been said in my history.
If you were Team Memphis, you might want to process that.
Well, there's so much now that she's not letting Hamza see his kid, and they are fighting. Her and Hamza's sister. Yeah. Are fighting all the time on Instagram, and no one really cares about her anymore. And she was up in fucking Canada seeing fucking Laura.
Jiggy jig.
Yeah.
Jiggity jiggy.
So no, I think she's thankfully gone the way of the dodo on 90 Day. No, they don't want to deal with her anymore. So.
Oh, that's true. By the way, okay, we're going to talk about this on the show, but I'm just going to tell you in private, but y'all, this is 90 Day UK.
This is 90 Day UK.
And episode 5 of season 1, I've done nothing wrong. Great episode. I love this. And before we talk about that, yes, come see us live. Go to our Linktree link on Instagram.
This must be really important because you're just like poo-pooing the live shows. It's like, fuck go, this. Fuck,
go
fuck
to, see us,
to see us live.
New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Tampa.
Tampa.
All the VIPs are almost
sold out.
Which
one of these doesn't belong? I'm just kidding. Tampa, I'm never going to stop reading you for filth. Sorry.
Even though I bet you know, they already came for you, and I bet you, I'm calling you now, you're going to get the best dick of your tour in Tampa.
I might. I say, you know what? Florida has been good to me for dick, shockingly.
You're going to start summering or falling.
Falling in Tampa. Falling
in
on dick.
In Tampa, yes.
Oh, there's a dick. Oh, there's a dick.
Wintering
in Tampa.
There's a dick. There's a dick. Okay. So go to our Linktree link. That's on our Instagram and on our TikTok. So you can
Did
go to that
Did we say
link.
Who we were?
Yeah, this is Maddie, and this is this other queen is Poodle, aka Jake.
Hello.
Matt and Jake.
Hello.
Welcome if you're new to the show, 90 Day UK. We love it so much.
Miss Poodle Lip, you're nasty.
So I'm at Podcast Movement here in Dallas, and the organizer of Podcast Movement said, oh, hey, I found out someone on 90 Day Fiancé is here at the conference. And I
went,
what?
Shut up.
And it's like, they have a podcast. They're here. I told them all about you last night. And they were excited to meet you. And I went,
who is it?
Oh, they probably know who I am. Hopefully I didn't talk shit about them.
They don't know who you are. They don't know who we are.
And he said, here's a picture of her. And he showed me her face, and I couldn't recognize it because it looks like she's had some Botox done. And then I realized it's Avery from Seattle.
Shut up. Oh, no.
We've talked so much shit about her.
She's a horrible person.
I was like, I don't want to. I said to him, I was like, oh, she's going to know who I am.
No, she's full QAnon, anti-vax, cuckoo bird.
I'm going to wear my mask when she is around.
Yikes.
Yeah.
You're going to have to meet her now.
God, I don't want to meet her. I'm just going to avoid her like the plague.
Of course she has a podcast.
Of course she has a podcast. Y'all remember Avery from Avery? And what was his name?
Ash.
Remember when we thought Ash was a monster? But apparently it's Avery.
She was always a little off the whole season. And we felt bad for her because remember that conference when he's like, when men, remember that men are more gatherers than hunters.
Oh, yeah.
So we need, and like, it was literally like he had looked in some male chauvinist book from the 80s.
Apparently, there's history that says men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
And we really felt sorry for her. And then
she got a good edit.
She basically started posting on social media, and everyone's like, oh, you're awful. We get
you're
it.
You're awful.
You're terrible. It.
Anyway, y'all, say a prayer for me because this conference has about 3,000 people on it, in it, and I'm hoping that I don't get seen. Too bad I'm the MC for the entire keynotes for every fucking morning, so she'll just see me.
Can you avoid her? Seriously, I don't, because if she goes back to listen, she's going to have a lot to say to you because we were awful to her.
Well, actually, we were more awful to Ash.
No, we were. We especially criticized almost everything she wore. Because
we did.
She's
I
tasteless.
Did like her makeup. But yeah, it was, anyway.
And I think I might have come for her child's name. But that makes sense.
That tracks.
Oh, she's garbage. Don't. Yuck.
Yeah, so anyway, I guess that's going to start happening. We're going to see some people that we talk shit about and go, oh.
I don't care. I honestly don't give a shit.
I don't care either, y'all. You know why? Because we keep it real here on Reality Gaze.
We try to. Now, I'm trying to think if someone who I've talked shit about, if I really wanted to get them on. I'm trying to think who. I don't know. I don't really want to meet any of these people.
No, I just want to meet Andre to like see his body live in person. But we've talked shit about him.
We haven't really talked that. We've talked shit about them. We've talked more about
their family.
Libby. I've talked more shit about Libby.
We have called her sisters the Butthole the Brigade. Anyway.
I think Sissy Mary came up with that title, but I've stolen it.
Stolen it. Yeah, that's true. Y'all, okay, let's jump into this episode. Let's just do it. I think that's it, right? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Live show. That's it. Let's do it. We're remote but goat. I'm in Dallas. Poodle's in Los Angeles. So here we go.
So, okay, we are now just a little kind of take us back to earth, about just to ground us here. Mm-hmm. I think this show for the American audiences, because we have longer episodes sometimes, guys. And this is episode five, because the episodes are different sometimes than they are for the UK audiences. This is episode five for us. I think this show will make it to 8, possibly 10. I can't imagine there's more. Because we're already almost wrapping up some of these stories.
I feel like it, yeah. Because like we're not getting much Bridie. And,
no, which I'm kind of fine with. I like seeing more hosts, but the less Bridie, the better for me.
I think, though, they're going to be fine, and they're just either going to flame out or be fine.
We haven't seen the gay guy, the gay Scottish guy, yet. I think we may see him next week.
Oh, no, it is coming up next week. We're going to see him, and I think we're going to see the older woman next week.
Yeah.
It's going to be a woo.
Oh, I pray.
A prey.
Those are Yolanda stories. Those are catfishes or flame out, quick flame outs.
Yes, we are going to see
those
Emma.
Are Yolanda's.
Emma is going to does at least it shows her in the wedding garb with Hussein.
I had a thought today, and it was the fact that Emma looks exactly like how I picture Mrs. Lovett from Sweeney Todd to be in real life.
In real life, without all the makeup.
Like, you can't convince me that she did not help a deranged barber murder people and put them into pies. Hey, wait. I see. Hurry. Wow. Miss Emma has a custom of weeks. Have you seen my fiance?
How old were you when you got obsessed with Sweeney Todd?
I was young. I was too young. Too young for it to be healthy. Like, yeah. 14, 15. It was a really bad obsession, too. Like, I listened to A Little Priest over and over again.
Y'all, if your high school child is obsessed with Sweeney Todd, you got a musical theater queen on your hand.
Yuck.
Good luck. Good luck with them having a successful career.
But not just a musical theater queen. You've got a really, really snobby one.
Oh,
and that's
yes.
even more dangerous.
Yes.
If he's listening to like Legally Blonde, you're fine. You just got a queer.
No, that's true, because I think I got into Form, and then that was my first Sondheim, and I went, oh, what's this Sondheim guy about that I didn't know about? And so then I got into the Woods.
Yeah.
And I even started, which I was obsessed with. And then I got into a little bit of Sunday, but Sweeney Todd was just weird to me. But the fact, that's musical theater queen. I described it. If you're into Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
That's a pretend. Your son's going to grow up to be a theater critic.
He's dark.
Or a dungeon master. One of the two.
Yeah, he's dark. He's dark.
He's dark.
He's a little too ahead of his time, and it's going to hurt him later.
Yeah.
He's got a very vivid inner life. Let me tell you that right now.
I bet Richard likes a little Sondheim, maybe a little musical
theater.
No,
he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
No, he likes Starlight Express.
Starlight Express. Let's talk about Richard and Kathleen. Richard 41 and Kathleen.
Goodbye, pub. Goodbye, Cebu, tree. Cebu. We're flying off to Cebu.
Cebu. I'm going to say something. I feel like, speaking of talking about Avery getting a good edit, I think Richard's gotten a bad edit. And I say that because I felt like this episode helped me. I saw him in a different light. And Pip as well.
And the mole.
Hello. Yeah. Hello.
Pip was really highlighted.
What about a bit for me, Kathleen? What about the bit for me?
But no.
Don't squeeze me too hard. Don't squeeze me too hard. Your pups might pop out.
I think the thing with Richard is that, I just think Richard is going to be your friend that's just always on.
Yep, that's exactly it. I think just from how we've seen him now, he is playing to the cameras and it's very on. I think we might see a little bit of who he is, but I think it's an act. And in a weird way, I don't think he had any idea he would get an edit like this.
Well, that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling that
he's been
not
quite active on social media, by the way, too. And he's been defending himself.
And he has been defending, but also if you look at his social media and stuff, when I was looking at it the other day,
like his kid is on there.
It doesn't reflect the Richard we saw in the first episode. It's not like this as sexist pig. I think he was just being, I just don't think it went over well. Who knows?
Well, I think
I also think his eyes are pretty and he's kind of cute. I don't know what's happening to me.
The stuff was said. I think he was leaning in trying to be a pig. And he thought that people would get it and no one did. And I think
took it seriously.
Yeah, I think that was completely it.
That's what I feel like.
I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this goes. I think one of the reasons they did that is to give him a redemption arc. Because awesome, 90 Day loves a redemption arc.
We came for him hard on that episode. Because we believed it. We thought he was a zit. But y'all, I left this segment going, this guy really loves her and really wants to do stuff for her. And I was moved. And I guarantee, I think you just hit it. Y'all, they're going to be the couple that we think it's Katie and Alejandro. This is going to be the couple by the end of this season you're going to be crying about and say, I'm so moved by them.
I agree with you. Yeah. I'm trying to think of an American analog here. I'm trying to think of it's kind of
that.
I'll come up with it later on the show.
Okay, I was going to say before that wedding, maybe Tini and Sinjin, but no, they're divorced.
No. I was trying to think of somebody who was awful at the start and then got a better, we kind of came around to it.
Maybe y'all let us know.
Someone screaming in their car. We flashed to 24 hours earlier in Cebu City. And it's been 3 years since they've seen each other, and Kathleen is very nervous. You know, she's thinking, is he going to look the same as I am? Am I going to look the same? Which is very normal, you know, for people. And she's talking to her brother. I didn't get the brother's name.
This, I didn't either.
This iteration is kind of nice that they don't put a little thing up there because we realize, oh, this is not really important to the story. And I think we try to make sure everyone's name is spelled out.
Yeah. Who cares? She's talking to somebody about her dad, about Papa.
Her brother says,
hear me,
Papa, please. He's not a sex tourist, I promise.
Papa, I'm going to Britain.
In the night. And now, she says, but if Papa doesn't approve, it is screaming Yentl for me, but if Papa doesn't approve or Fiddler on the Roof, but what if Papa doesn't approve of Modal the Tailor, what will I do?
How do you say sex tourist in Yiddish? Don't know. That's the reboot. That's the reboot. Somebody comes for one of the children and he's a sex
I know how
tourist.
To say you in Yiddish, Fagala.
The reboot, Fiddler in My Pants.
Strangely, this is not the first time we've referenced Fiddler talking with someone in the Philippines. Strangely, Tarzel.
It is not Tarzel, yes. Okay. Don't mind the hump. Maybe. Yeah. Tarzel sitting over there in the Philippines going, I'll go if she doesn't go.
Sure.
They're basically saying, Kathleen just says, if Papa doesn't approve, that's going to change things. She said, but moreover, she said, we got to have a talk about this naked quiz.
Take a drink every time we say naked quiz.
Yeah, you're going to be real drunk.
And I need to bring up, I feel like there's a lot, instead of talking about the naked quiz, they talk around it because neither one of them really gets the problem. With a naked quiz, and we're gonna talk about that a little bit later.
Yes,
it's definitely a cultural thing, and he's completely not understanding it.
So I agree with that. I agree.
Later on, and the brother can't even understand. Like, why would there be a naked quiz?
No, and remember, y'all, he cheated. He cheated on her.
On her.
So we're not. He did cheat on her, and they had a break for 6 months. So remember all that.
He does meet her at the airport. She's very nervous. She's going to see him. And he, all of a sudden, I'm not sure if she is extremely tiny or he looks like Hagrid.
Both. Both.
Is that
it? He's very tall. Well, he looks like if Hagrid just literally flew in from a fish concert.
or if Hagrid was in the birdcage. Like very flowing clothes.
It's flowing. I guess it's more Grateful Dead because it's this tie-dye upon tie-dye. Y'all, literally Richard would wear a hat with a hat on it. He would put a hat
on
a
hat. He is a hat on a hat.
He's a hat
and
on a hat.
Y'all, we're going to see him we're going to see him treat us to not only Union Jack underwear later, but a Union Jack hat. Just to make sure everyone knows he's British.
Yeah. Just want to make sure.
I think it's kind of like that. That's the analog to Angela. She's very proud of her country.
Land of the fucking free.
We're gonna be treated to some more Angela coming up on Sunday with a new man, apparently.
Okay, I'm actually kind of looking forward to seeing Angela with a Canadian.
I give you 3 episodes before you're tired of the show. I'm a little excited to see again, because she's a fucking circus clown.
She is. I'm excited to see Jenny and Submit.
A little. I'm still shocked by the way they move me. I'm kind of ashamed of it too at the same time because it's completely absurd.
Y'all, next week we're Jenny and Submit, and also we're gonna have Mama Jovi.
Yeah, Mama Jovi makes an appearance. Jovi Joe!
I don't really think Jovi and Yara are gonna have much, but I think that'll be a boring story.
They're in it for her influencer status completely.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with it because I find him kind of hard to watch. She's always interesting to watch. She's a star.
It's going to show Yara with her friends, and I think she'll be a little more horrible around her friends because she'll feel kind of like a little bravada. So that'll be nice.
Good. Good. It's a beautiful name for a girl, bravada.
Or a drag queen.
Yes, exactly. Or like, what were you driving? Oh, I just got a new Toyota Bravada. I think it's Bravado, by the way. But maybe female version is Bravada.
I thought it was for a female, you change it. Why am I talking like in gender? We don't do that in English. Yeah, you're right. I don't know why. fuck me. Why am I? I'm stupid.
But y'all, it
doesn't look good, this outfit, but it doesn't matter. He hugs her up. What I immediately see, and she says, just being with him, it feels natural. It was nervous, but it feels like old times.
Feels so right.
But you see that, like, it was very sweet, actually. And he makes her laugh. She even makes him laugh. She's funny. Like, they seem like a good match in some ways.
I agree. And I think he wouldn't be there if he didn't actually care about her.
Yeah, and it's interesting because he keeps saying like, oh, you want a nice girl, you want to fuck a bad girl, but marry a nice girl.
That's all bar talk. He thinks, God, it's interesting. He thinks that that's the way he'll be liked, and it's not for this audience.
No, it's not. But also, too, I think y'all might have confused, maybe I did too, that nice meant she was a pushover. Y'all, Kathleen is not a pushover.
No, she is not.
She is very opinionated, and she is not going to, I don't think she's going to put up with a lot of shit from him.
Now, we do have some kind of weird thing where he flops onto the bed and with his shirt off, and she gives him a massage. And of course, he falls asleep. And this scene felt really staged for me. But,
it felt staged, but it did make me laugh when we hear him snoring and then we hear her say, good night, baby. It did make me laugh.
It did feel like a King of Queens-esque moment there. Yes, it did, of like fat guy,
oh my God,
little wife.
They're the international sitcom of big fat guy with funny, small, opinionated wife. Oh my God. She is the Philippine Leah Remini.
She is the Filipino Leah Remini. That's hard to do.
Filipino Leah Remini.
Filipino Leah Remini. It is, and it's feeling like that more and more because it also feels like he's an adult. When they're going around later on, that it's almost like he is this large, possibly slow adult that she's leading around. around.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Not that he's dumb, but he does kind of like act like a big kid, which
he lumbers to, too. He's a lumberer.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So yes. they're getting a couple's tattoo. They're getting some tattoos.
Tattoos. Now, I don't know where they came up with this, but they said, we're going to get our own design. We're going to get a camel with a crown. I didn't understand this until I actually saw it, but his is going to have a king crown and hers is going to have a queen crown. I don't know why they chose a camel.
I'm not sure either. I think she said something about it. They don't really understand it in the UK, but we like it here. And
oh, are they like, are the camels like a, like, I think, is it, are they a sacred animal in the Philippines?
I don't think they have camels there.
I don't think they have camels, but maybe they.
I think we're overthinking this.
It didn't make sense to me. I would like some explanation just because, you know, a tattoo is normally your business, but if you're getting it on national TV, I want to know.
I liked it when, I don't know if she said this or he said this, but both of them kind of said it in different ways. You know, matching tattoos mean that you're going to be together forever.
Yeah.
Y'all, ask any celebrity marriage. They always get tattoos. They always do. And they always have to cover them up.
They do.
It doesn't cement anything. It just is something. And I understand. I'm not saying people shouldn't get the couple's tattoo. I just think be ready. Plan in advance and think of something you can also cover up. There's nothing wrong with that.
I just, I'm just telling you, be careful. Otherwise, you're going to be 43 years old, and every time you pull down your pants, somebody says, why does it say Paul on your ass? Been there.
And you change it to RuPaul.
Yes, and then I'm like, girl.
That's our pet name for each other.
That's our pet name for each other. That's what I call my butt, just RuPaul. Oh. You want to fuck RuPaul? Because you got to work, cover girl.
Sissy that Paul. Sissy that Paul.
I feel like I know it meant to be cute, but it made me laugh when Richard said, and when I go away, I can look at my toe and think of other amazing adventures with her. And I went, all right. I mean, okay.
I get it. I think a lot of this version of iteration of the series is produced. They're always trying to have bigger things to do. They're trying to find activities for these people to do.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike sometimes with Happily Ever After and 90 Day, when they're just like doing stuff in their daily lives. And I think it's different because when they're going to these countries, it's very much other way. That's why this show is the closest to the other way for me.
Which is
my favorite. Yeah.
Except for Single Life is my favorite iteration of the show.
I hope this new season is going to be better than season two. I just didn't like
season two. Was not as good as season one, but I still enjoy
Agree. God, bring on Caesar. Bring on Veronica. Oh. Bring on Tanya.
Tanya. Because Tanya's going to be a mess when she dates.
Yeah, it's going to be awful.
And Natalie. Oh, my God. Natalie. Oh.
Natalie.
I just love seeing Natalie sob in her bed going, oh.
She's dating that hot guy.
Anyway. So yes.
Now, we are going to a mattress store after
that. Just want to say, and Kathleen says, now that we have the tattoo, we should not do stupid things anymore.
Like cheating. Like cheating.
Yeah. So just want to say
that. Ask Tommy Lee how that worked.
Yeah.
Boy, or anybody who was with him.
Y'all, I get it. Everyone's messages. We already know Tommy Lee has a big dick. Water is wet.
I'm still a little shocked that he thought he needed to put it on Twitter.
Which is fine, but I think it shocked people. We were like, did you see Tommy Lee's dick? And I'm like, yeah, 20 years ago I saw it. I had to download a torrent and it took me 4 days.
Thank you. And it gave my computer 4 viruses.
Exactly. That's
my
youngins.
My mother had to get another Dell after that.
She had, Jay Bird, I don't know why every time you use that word processor, you just make my computer go out. I guess I'm going to have to re-download Opera.
This file has EXEF at the end of it. What's
Internet,
that mean?
Internet Explorer's acting funny, Jaybird.
Oh, what is this? Oh, no. If you were climbing Everest and you said, oh my God, Sherpa, who's never been down from the peak in 10 years, have you seen Tommy Lee's, and after, before you said, yeah, Dick, I've seen it.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, I got it.
Everyone's seen it.
Even the Mount
Everest.
And
it is a
Sherpa.
Thing of beauty, however. It is a thing of beauty. It's a beautiful dick.
It's a very big, beautiful dick, yes.
Anyway, so we're at the mattress store because he says that she has a floor mattress and it's not good for him. We're going to find her a proper English mattress.
Proper English mattress.
And she's basically...
Because he's got to be comfortable.
With Big Ricky.
Big Ricky. And I like it that he literally says, and this is Little Ricky. And he points to his junk and I'm like, we got that. We didn't need the visual for this.
You said it like 10 times. Yeah.
Although I didn't know Big Ricky was his stomach. I thought he was just Big Ricky.
It was a little confusing. I think he was maybe making that about himself. I think, this is a part of speech. And I'm trying to, it's like when a part of yourself stands in for the whole. Again, English teachers are screaming.
Oh, I'm sorry. What? What?
Never mind. I'll think of it. I'll think of it at 3 a.m. and just bolt upright and say it. Someone will come at me on the pod about it. I know they will. Because if there's one thing I know our audience members love to do, it's correct me.
Is it a...
or tell me when I'm wrong.
A synecdoche?
And I'm fine with it.
A synecdoche?
It is synecdoche. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, you looked that up.
No, I remembered it.
No, there's no way in hell you did.
No, I got the honors English. I got the high school.
You did not know that term.
I did. Synecdoche, yeah.
Yeah, I just saw you looking into your computer. You are the worst.
I was looking at the video of your eyes. They look very...
It is a synecdoche.
They're very pretty brown.
When you're like looking into the corner of your computer.
Yeah, the beautiful brown eyes. That's what I was looking at.
You binged that.
No, y'all, I don't know what you mean.
Y'all, I will bet you, if anyone wants to take the bet, that this one knew what synecdoche was.
Town in New York.
That's Schenectady.
Same thing. All right. So y'all, he's climbing up on this bunk bed, and I'm thinking to myself,
I was worried.
This is like watching those videos with people that climb on those triangles or those pyramids with milk crates.
Yes.
It just makes... It, everybody laughs at it. Y'all, that makes me so entirely nervous because I think someone's going to snap their head.
It makes me... I'm scared about watching people fall, but I need to see them get up after, and then I laugh.
Oh, then I love watching people fall and then get up, and I know they're okay.
But if it looks painful, I'm a little worried.
I don't want someone to fall, then they just lay there. That's not fun.
Remember when, was it David on Below Deck Med last season just like fell against the boat, and we were all horrified?
Oh, yes. He fell really hard.
Oh, God!
So,
y'all, he decides, why don't we get bunk beds so we can put them side by side when we're here, and then later on, more of your family can use them. And she's like, I really appreciate that because that was thoughtful. And it's true.
Yeah, she's going to move to the UK. So, y'all, I just...
No, he's got a good heart.
I'm not an asshole person that thinks like that. I don't think that was really... That really warmed me to him.
Yeah. Later on, we are in the bar talking about naked quiz, the naked pub quiz. It's not a pub naked quiz. It's a nudist quiz.
So Kathleen is like, she basically says, you know, she says, that was not... She's like, he's a good man, but we need to be a team. And she said... Kathleen says, that was not okay. And Richard says, but everyone else was naked. And she asks, did you ask how that would make me feel? So I want to think about this. Like, what, because Kathleen, you know, at first I was like, I can kind of see Richard's point. But then, of course, when Kathleen says, how would you feel if I did that? And he said, absolutely not.
Now, because this man has different rules for men and women.
Yes.
And what men and women can do. Yeah.
I could have been a little bit like, you know, Richard, you're just doing your job. But as soon as you said that, I was like, no.
She's going to read him the right contract on that. This isn't done. And then she says, this is not really too far from being a prostitute. And he's like, what? So I think this is a cultural
mistake. He's thinking, I've slept with a lot of prostitutes. I thought it was very different.
But I paid them.
Yeah.
It was fine. Money was exchanged different hands.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see.
Well, and Richard kind of says, again, I like him more, but he brings up, he says, well, next time you want a fancy handbag. And I fucking love it because Kathleen's like, what? Have I ever asked for anything from you
since day one
of this relationship? And Richard kind of goes, no. And she said,
reads him.
She says, I can buy things on my own. That pisses me off. And I wrote, Kathleen is a badass who takes no shit and I love her.
Yeah, if anything, what's going to happen is she'll have him in line by the end of the season.
Agreed.
Yeah. Agreed.
Speaking of getting in line, I'm going to take a commercial break and turn down my air because it's, as Poodle says, it's hot in here, and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
The thing about street food is you don't know where it's from. Poor Katie. Oh, it's Katie and Alejandro. 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 Katie. Alejandro.
Alejandro. Poor boy, all these gays are freaking out by seeing Lady Gaga. I guess she's doing a
Chromatica ball.
Everyone's freaking out. I just don't. It's hot.
You mean in the things? I don't know. I think if you're going to go to the Chromatica ball, you need to do drugs, and I'm too old to do drugs anymore.
Are you?
The exception is, like I said earlier before, when you said, would you do drugs? And I said, bitch, I'm in jail. Of course I'm going to do drugs.
In jail. Poodle's going to do drugs in jail.
Of course I'm in jail.
It's true.
What else do I have?
Yeah, especially if you're in there for life.
You do drugs in jail.
I probably would.
I know. Think about it.
Yeah. If I knew I was in there for
life.
Yeah, it's jail. Yeah, it's true. I like how Katie, when she says things, when she's trying to say things, she's a little shady. She's like, I don't mean to be British.
Yeah.
But
I love these two. I haven't loved a couple in so long.
Y'all, like, I wanted to do like a funny
Mark
theater.
Mark and Katie disappointed me.
They did. I wanted to do a funny theater, and Poodle wouldn't let me because he said, don't you talk about Katie and Alejandro.
I won't have you sully their romance. I just won't. Nope.
If they
I have
ever,
to protect some things.
If they ever... And you already had to watch that mom and daughter massage.
Yeah. That's what I've already had to do this week. Don't take this away from me.
Y'all, we dropped our Smothered episode for free because we had to apologize. Y'all, it was so appalling. We had to share it on the public feed. It was wonderful.
Like my eyes kind of still twitching, like thinking about it. There was a mother-daughter massage. And it's not like what you're thinking. You're not, you're thinking, oh, that's like when you get a couple's massage, but it's like a mother and daughter. No. She's rubbing her mother's back. And it's not like
in her underwear.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, I've rubbed my mother's back before when she's been sore. No, she's in her underwear. And the mother's making sounds like, oh, that's good, baby. I love when you touch my body. Disgusting.
I just discovered.
Wow. Let's go. So we're eating at the market, and y'all, she doesn't.
Do they
eat
any churros?
Yeah, churros.
Y'all, the only time Katie
she's too pure for this world. She's too pure for this fucking world.
She maybe went to in Disneyland in Paris.
No,
she went
Taco
there.
Taco Bell is her only exposure.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe, yeah, maybe. Do they have Taco Bell? They have it actually.
Taco Bell is everywhere.
They had it in London, right? Yeah. Okay.
So she is. She says, "I don't eat anything out of the sea."
And I was like.
This is a shock to eat no even fish.
She's like, I don't even get to see it. I went, you live on an island.
Yeah. Maybe she's thinking of shellfish or something. Maybe she doesn't eat fish either, like regular fish.
She said out of the sea. I got, you know, if you're from Oklahoma, I get it. Nebraska, that's a landlocked state.
Would
you
she
don't
eat
trust
out of a river, a freshwater body?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe she eats freshwater fish.
I wonder if that comes from people in London wouldn't eat anything from the river because the river was so polluted and disgusting. So they feel like there's
it's very meat heavy. I mean, there's fish and chips. But in general, if you're not on the coast, it's meat heavy.
So, yeah, I'd like to go to Brighton. Everybody in London said we
pork
gotta go.
Growlers,
pork growlers. I know. I am happy Katie's in Mexico, but I need to see Mama Sue.
That's not her name.
What is her mom's name?
Liz.
Liz.
I don't know where you came up with Sue. Nan. Sir Nan.
Nan.
So, not only does he want her to try something, we can't start with a fried shrimp. Some popcorn shrimp from Red Lobster.
Oh,
we're gonna try octopus in a glass.
even I wouldn't like this.
Now, I love octopus. It has to be boiled a couple times so it'll get tender. It's true, but especially
or calamari,
pieces in a liquefied format. It looked like for a minute I said, "Is that ceviche?"
But looked like a ceviche. Yeah,
yeah, but it was in a cocktail glass, and I would have. But I think it's. I will say it's sweet that she tried it, and it wasn't like Filipino Cupid. Not even trying the lechon. In Philippines. She takes a bite and she spits it out. She's like, "Oh no, I can't do it."
She's like, and she said, "Cause she says like she's like the sea stinks. Why would I eat something that smells so bad?" And I'm like. Girl, have you been to a farm? Like meat cow that smells? Yeah, like
She has very little exposure to the world. That's just
so
her.
You see though when he hands her that. When he hands that kind of glass to her, do you see her actually turn green? That was the first time in my life I actually saw what they meant by turning green.
But I must say, she loves him because she did that. And then, but after it was over, he's like, "I really appreciate you trying that." And then they kiss at the end. This is how it should be.
Well, and she's trying to say, "I don't mean this to be offensive." She's actually having some awareness,
He's incredibly patient.
And he's actually laughing at her. And I wrote, "It's so cute." And she's like, and Alejandro says, "You know, we're still, food aside," he's like, "we're still laughing, and I think we're still having a good day. Hopefully she likes Mexico."
It's so sweet.
Oh, God. Y'all, shocker, if you don't know this, Poodle is the one who's the romantic. I'm dead inside.
You're completely.
Show me. I really am like, desiccated. Show me your dick and play whack-a-mole on my face with your semen.
Yep. Boom, no feelings.
Boom, 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 boom. And then, so, and then when you win, tickets come out of my mouth and you just rip them. But the, you don't get anything from the case. You nope. already got it.
Nope. And you need to go to the clinic. So,
well, you could find maybe a butt plug in there.
So they are. He's taking her to see a waterfall, and he's like, "This is a cold area. This is a cold town we're going to." She's like, "Like Mexico, cold."
She said, "Y'all don't go chasing waterfalls in a sundress."
And not just a sundress, an ankle-length dress.
An ankle-length dress and then white shoes.
It was very LDS. All of a sudden, she or like Seventh-day Adventist or something. She was like dressed. She was dressed to not show any bit of skin.
No, and on top of it, y'all, she ate that fucking raw octopus. So Katie's been throwing up and have this shit. Katie has Montezuma's, or what's it called? Montezuma's Revenge, right?
Yes. Yes. Right. That is what they tell you.
That is what they tell you. So she's not feeling good. I've been there. I remember it. So Alejandro says, well, it's just a walk down to the waterfall. And Katie says, oh, really? How far? He's like, about an hour.
She goes, you saw her. Now you see her go, oh.
I love that Katie even says, in true Katie form, I don't think I was prepared for this.
But you know what? She goes. She is not shitty about it. She's a little afraid. But they start playing this music on the way down, and it is a little repetitive. But it sounds like all of a sudden we're in the movie Dante's Peak, like that they are scaling something. The music.
I wrote Indiana Jones. Literally sounds like Indiana Jones.
This is the John Williams score.
Actually, no, they got this on the royalty free. This is Jerry Williams, his brother. Didn't really have as much of a bigger career. Poor Jerry.
Oh, and he scored Idaho Smith. And the Indiana Jones, Idaho Smith,
uh-huh.
And the Warehouse of Terror.
Yeah, he did the music to, it wasn't Jaws, it was a sequel to the Piranha, and it was just called Teeth. Didn't go well. It just went, bump, 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 bump. Bum 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 bum. He's like never got that, just that little half step. He never got that.
Or it went down. Da dum. Da dum. Da dum. Da 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 da. Very opposite. This is so geeky. It's dumb. But this is what you tune into this podcast for.
And then, well, and then he had don't forget about his movie, Nebraska Jones.
That's what I said earlier.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Did you make
a better
joke? I said
Idaho Smith.
Oh, that's funnier.
Did you just not listen to me?
No, it didn't make sense.
I like it how we had a comic role going. And a lot of times when you're doing the third one, it's going to fail. And I hear you do it. And I'm like, maybe it'll be okay. And then it's always a failure, and I got which just destroys the previous two things we did. So, well done. Always a joy making funnies with you. Always, especially when you're listening, when two people are listening to one another.
Oh, you can't even talk about Mr. Grinder.
When we're trying to construct a joke, though, I do try to pay attention.
Not true. When you've been in person, if it's dick o'clock after 5 o'clock, your mind starts shut because you start to look for a nighttime.
I just don't say anything. I just change the subject quickly. So, y'all, not only is it cold, he gives her his coat, and then it starts raining.
Yes, because Katie says in the nicest way possible, she goes, oh, I'm freezing already.
Now, the waterfall is gorgeous. And as soon as we get to the waterfall, it's like the Jurassic Park music comes on.
It is like the Jurassic Park music. It really is.
Like, a place untold, no one's seen for years.
Yes, yes. It's very, very dramatic.
The music budget in this version is very high.
I will say, it's... Katie almost was walking down the hill. She's like, I almost slipped nearly 100 times. And she's like saying like, oh, I'm fucking over this. She's like, yeah, she's fucking hell.
But you know what though? She's still in good spirits.
Oh shit.
They're together.
Oh shit. I can't imagine taking a hike. I would probably slip and shit my pants at the same time because I didn't feel good.
That sounds about right on a hike with you.
Yeah.
You do shit your pants a lot.
It's been about a year, but I've had my moments. I do, y'all. I don't know why.
So he is. She's like, oh, look at the waterfall. She's like, this is probably wrong, but is it natural? Do they turn it off at night? God bless her. You can't fake that. You can't fake that level of naivete. I love her so much. God bless. I love her. I love her. I love them both together. If this doesn't work out, I'm going to be devastated. And Miss Havisham style, I am shutting up my house and shutting the drapes, covering the mirrors, and I'm going to sit in a white wedding dress and just wait for a young ward to come so I can make her destroy men.
I kind of thought you were already there. Except for a white dress, it was just a black bondage outfit.
I'm still waiting on that ward. I'll get her soon.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All those men will pay.
Turn it off. Meanwhile, Alejandro is basically, he can see this man's about to have a panic attack.
Yep.
He is so nervous about this. And so, but then Katie says, I could sit here for hours, honestly. And she's like, and Alejandro's nervous. She's saying,
don't do Scottish. Just make the.
That's what I do. I'm excited that the gays are Scottish. Yeah, that accent I'll be able to do.
Hours. It's just like for where she is, the vowels are just longer.
I don't care.
Yeah, we know you don't care about accuracy. You know,
I like that anytime Professor Higgins, y'all, this is the version of My Fair Lady where Eliza says, I don't fucking care, and walks off and then gives a blowjob in an alley. She never becomes a lady.
That would be a short version. but yeah, y'all, he asks her. She closes eyes. She's really excited, and you can tell. And, of course, she says, will you marry me? And she says, yes, 1,000 times yes.
A million times, actually, she said. Not 1,000,
whatever
a million
the fuck,
times.
Who cares? So,
you know what I love? I love that in a lot of a lot of proposals, and I think this is fine. I'm not dogging women or men for doing this, but a lot of people, they get the ring, and they immediately look at the ring, and it's kind of like all eyes on the ring. I love that she told him yes, and she was just looking at him, and he had to remind her, like, but wait, put on the ring. And she was like, it was just so much about him and her.
Oh, totally.
And it was really, really sweet.
I know. I swear to God, if it doesn't work out, I'm going to burn something down.
All right.
Should we move
again,
on to
y'all,
something that won't work? Emin Hossein.
Yeah, and though, but when she said they kind of pan out of the waterfall, and there's this big epic music again.
Oh,
just I think there actually was a fucking timpani and cymbals in the score.
And a dinosaur goes, rawr!
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Tyrannosaurus Rex just goes, and there's a banner that falls down and says, surprise, the waterfall is fake.
And a velociraptor goes,
oh, yeah, exactly. We need to move on.
Emma and Hossein.
Yes.
So, he finally proposed. Y'all, let's be clear.
Yeah.
This guy is gay.
Yeah.
You said it last time.
I did.
This is a gay guy who wants to come to England, and he found a woman who pops pussies into pies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
exactly. Well, she's never popped her pussy for him because remember, y'all, they've never had sex.
Yeah.
She's
even though they had the chance.
She's not very religious, so it's not for religious or whatever piety reasons.
And I don't think it's for him either.
No. They just, they've only met once, and now they're going to be engaged and get married in Turkey when they've never fucked. Poodle is never going to do that unless you're a billionaire and he already sees a contract.
Yeah.
And even and I'd like to say you follow through, but your sluttiness would get the best of you.
I'd have to be aware of certain health problems before.
Ah, that.
I would need a full physical that would show me the indicated signs. And probably the strychnine would already be in the tea.
You ask for too much, Poodle. You ask for too much.
Yeah, I've got a lot of requirements. So they are, I keep forgetting. They've been together for 6 years.
Yes. And Emma says, I'm not giving it time to change his mind. Actually, Emma said, I got your bug in the middle of your eye.
I will say this, Yorkshire. Emma's definitely the hardest to understand.
Oh, I have to put everyone. I still have to put on the closed captions every time.
So, she is going to. They're going to go to Turkey, and she's telling her her friend about it. And
telling her friend Jess.
I completely missed her name because it was. I actually didn't do subtitles for this time. I was just going through.
And so no, they did.
She's going to. I heard her say Antalya, Turkey. So they're going to go to Turkey. That's where Steve with the V and am I missing her name? Steve with the V and what's her name? Alina.
Alina. Yeah. That place looks beautiful.
Lots of cats. Remember.
There's lots of cats. Maybe she'll have them at her wedding.
Remember, there were some cats, but not all of them were invited.
Forgot about
it. It still makes my head hurt.
Steven with a V. Wow.
They're okay. Still together. Still together.
Oh, yeah. So Jess is like, I have some concerns because they've been together for 6 years and they haven't really been around each other a lot. And Jess is like, are you married? Are you ready to get married? And Emma's like, oh, yeah. I'll go into my home in a few months. And so
let me be clear. You're saying, when you're speaking, that is how we hear her speak. You're not...
A Brit would hear her fine. Would hear her fine. Yeah.
Okay, just to be clear.
So
she is hard to understand.
So Emma's going to go to her aesthetic friend, Claire. And Claire is an aesthetic nurse. And she's like, Emma's like, I just need a bit of refreshing because I just want a bit of Botox because he is a little younger than me.
Do we have that term here in America?
What?
I thought it's just like facialist or aesthetic nurse.
So usually an aesthetic, yes, we do.
Okay. I just don't know.
Yes.
Like esthetician. That's what I've heard.
There's an esthetician, but aesthetic nurse, like for procedures, a nurse can give you, they can prescribe or give you like lidocaine or things like that. Or
I see. So it, okay.
So things like that.
Maybe I've just never heard of that. I'd never heard of that kind of. But you've had a lot more surgery than I have. So,
hey, fully admit it. Anyway, I love it. I've got like three sissies this week that have all had different like facelifts, and they're sending me pictures of their progress, and I love it.
Good. Don't send me those because I don't care. But,
oh, I do, because I want to know where to go. I love it.
I'm saying if this makes you happy, great.
Oh, so y'all, 45, get ready. We're doing a rebrand because I'm going to have a new face.
Ooh, good. Because I'm tired of this one already.
Well, I'm going to ask if they can blur my vision when I look at you. That would be helpful.
So, but here, hit the friend is Claire. And yeah, she's getting Botox.
And here's the deal. I can't feel sorry for Emma because when she's like, oh, how do you think he'll cope here? And Emma says, well, I'd like to take him to a proper nightclub so he can take off a shirt. And I went, this guy's just a fucking trophy for you.
No, you
don't love him as a person.
It's her Persian sex slave that she wants. It's her fuck doll.
He's your trophy fuck doll and you're his beard. I think
that's exactly
it. And you know what? If y'all both go to it with that arrangement, okay.
Well, she doesn't know that, though.
She doesn't know that. But I think Yeah, y'all.
So they are, and then she basically says, yeah, she was like, yeah, maybe a little culture shock. He'll be fine. And then she's like, you know, well, he must love me because he did all these things for me. We've been together for 6 years. He must love me. I wonder if he's ever said it.
I don't know. It was weird that she said that. Claire is worried because Claire's like, they've got massive differences, don't they?
Claire basically says in the best bubble from Absolutely Fabulous voice,
yeah,
I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does say it like that. I just hope that she feels the same way he does.
Yeah. I feel the same way he does.
Gosh. So later, Emma is talking to Hussein and she said, are you getting all your paperwork done for Turkey? Because she's nervous because he's got to get it translated into Turkish so that way they can get married and the wedding.
She says, paperwork must be done today in her robot voice.
Yeah, paperwork must be done.
He doesn't have his flight yet.
He doesn't have his flight. He doesn't have anything booked. Honestly, this part I felt was a little bit of like drama for nothing.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's not the drama about the paperwork. The drama is that he gay. He gay.
He gay.
He going to be in Soho in a ho-ho.
That's what he going to be doing.
He going to be fighting dick in Brighton.
Yeah, okay. Yes. He going to be at the Queen's Head giving some queen head.
That's where we had our meetup in London. The old Queen's Head giving some old queen head.
Yeah, I love that bar. We had a great time. Y'all, if you're our UK sissies, shout out. Let us know if you're listening because if we see that we have a lot of followers, I don't know if we could do a live show there with Visa because then we're like getting paid to work and that would be weird. But I don't know. We'll try to. We could maybe do something down the road.
We gotta figure that out.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what's not fun? Victoria's bangs. God damn.
I've kind of hit a wall with this couple. And let me tell you why. I was talking about it with Michelle from Bloody Day Fiance, who we did a crossover with. Y'all listen to them because it is a Brit and an American couple, an international couple, and they talk about this show.
And he is so hot.
Stop!
God damn. Ooh,
so
shiver me timbers.
That's pirate talk.
I know. Just feeling a little piratey.
But what we were saying is, she said, she's like, I thought, and this made me just kind of sit up. She's like, think about this. If language is a problem, all of this could have been solved by having her Japanese teacher come and sit with them for 15 minutes instead of repeatedly asking him. We're just kind of irrationally hiking up the drama over and over again. And now I have no sympathy for her. Because if she says he lies all the time, leave him. Tell him to buy him his ticket and send him back.
People, I mean, I get it. Sometimes in life, in relationships, relationships can be like gambling where you're $1,000 down and you're like trying to win it back. But that is a terrible thing to do in a relationship. But it doesn't seem like there was a point in their relationship where there wasn't lies. You know what I mean?
It
wasn't like a good period and then he started lying.
Also, it doesn't, maybe this is just because
she knew. I just want to say she knew who he was from the get-go.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say.
And Sean is, I think she is only in it for this drama. She loves all of this. In a way, she loves it.
And I agree.
This is the only way she knows how to.
The reason I think she loves it is because, just to emphasize, not to interrupt, but to actually confirm what you're saying, because I just want to ask you, Poodle, not that you've, well, this might be a loaded question. I meant this for legitimate, but I don't think I'm going to get a straight answer.
Yep. I got loaded last night.
And always. I can always tell when Poodle got dicked down the night before because his eyes are brighter.
And then my tail just like swishing around. Like a cat's.
Poodle, I don't know if you've ever been in this situation, but have you ever been in a situation where you found out you were banging a guy who was already married?
Yeah, it's more the rule than the exception.
So, okay.
It's not her fault.
So let's play this game. Would you say, would you call yourself
a homewrecker?
Say a homewrecker.
I don't think I've necessarily wrecked them. I've definitely broken them up. Not through any. Think about it is, if I'm not involved, if I don't know about anything, how can I be a homewrecker? It's not my fault. They wrecked their home.
Did you know?
No.
Yeah, that was convincing.
Plausible deniability.
But so let's say you really did know. I agree. She didn't know. But I agree with what you're saying, because this is not a normal response of, oh my God, I've been lied to. It's all about her, and it's the drama of, I'm a homewrecker. And I went, that is, honey, that is not on you at all. And you just hit it.
Also,
she's addicted to the drama.
All your friends find you exhausting.
Exhausting.
I'm
going to
tell you that now.
They do.
You're only in their life so they can tell stories about you to other friends. Oh, yes. How's your friend Victoria? How's your crazy friend Victoria, Ruthie? Oh my God, you would not believe what she did said the other day.
That was better. And so I love that she goes to talk to her friend Libby. I'm going to start saying this because her friend Libby sits down. She's pouring her tea and she says, so what's occurred? I'm going to say that for now. Like when you call me at 2:30 in the morning.
So what's occurred?
And you say, Maddie. And I go, so what's occurred,
Yeah,
Poodle?
Something happened when I call you at 2:30. Oof.
And so she talks to Victoria about this. And again, her bangs look terrible. But I wrote, Victoria said,
possibly even be worse.
Terrible.
Every time they're worse.
Every time. And Victoria says to her, she says, I don't know, but for a good amount of time, I think he hit something from me. And I went, it's not hard. Like,
also, you think it's kind of funny that he lies the whole time, but at the same time, you need that. You have this need to be
superior,
in the dark.
To be the dog, but also to be righteous.
I hate her.
I
hate him too. I hate her.
He's funny.
Oh, Jesus. And then y'all, she basically says, she's talking to her friend, and this is the kicker. She's like, I'm just so afraid to lose such a big part of my life. There we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. There we are.
Fear of lose, even though you hate what you are, you know what you have is a strange, lying person who will not give you anything, who is just probably pretty useless. You're still afraid to lose it and be alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I'm telling you, if the fear of being alone is deep, you've got your own Sean. And fear of being alone is the only thing that's keeping you from letting them go. Drop him like it's hot, honey. Please.
Well, I think, too, I don't know for her. It's fear of being alone. And again, like I said, for some people, I use that gambling analogy. It's just like you feel like you're down $100,000 and you're trying to get some of it back before you get it. But either way, yes. It's like, you know, my question to her, if I was Victoria's therapist, I would ask, because even in a bad relationship, you're getting something from it. Now, it might not be what you want, but you're getting something. I would ask her, what are you getting from this relationship that's sustainable for you or that makes you feel good? And like, I don't know if she would say anything first, but maybe it was this, because I mean that in a negative way. Like, I think, like you said, she's getting drama from it. She's getting something to talk about with her friends. Victoria likes to complain about Sean. That's all she does. Yeah. So she goes back to the flat and she's talking to John and
Sean.
Sorry, Sean.
Did you autocorrect to John?
Yes.
So you'll just say it. You'll read whatever.
Hey, I will.
Something's going to happen one time, and it'll autocorrect to something that says, like, I'm a grandson of Joseph Goebbels, and we'll never be able to take it back.
Who's Joseph Goebbels?
Attaboy. Propaganda minister of the Nazis.
Wow.
You really should know more of your history. Yeah, we're going to have to get you a good history book.
Wow.
Anyway.
So
he does. Oh, hi. He just says that when she comes in. That's like, it's it. That's it. And are you angry at me?
Yes. And so basically she sits down and Sean said, so what you said is,
Right.
Yes. He's kind of pausing. Going, no.
So what does that mean exactly?
I didn't
I'm
either.
Still confused because what she says, I don't think he's really admitted to anything except for the fact that he was, I think what he's saying that she was right about is when he was still seeing her, when he started seeing her, he was technically still married because he was not divorced yet. I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah. I had a pause because it is confusing. And so that's where she says, I need to see the divorce certificate. And Sean said, well, I can show you. And that's when Sean looked at me and says, it says 2022. And Victoria goes, 2022?
Or 2020 was the, and then 2022 was like the finish date or something like that.
Again, it's confusing.
Maybe.
But I guess they issue it, and then I guess it gets issued. And then, so the issue date's from 2020, but it takes maybe 2 years.
Here's the thing. I don't give a shit about any of this. Here's the important thing. Maybe I'm a home wrecker, but.
I think we I think we figured that out earlier.
If this is all about her feelings, and I understand if you want to make this about him lying, that is perfectly acceptable. But it's like her saying, but this makes me feel like I did this. Honey, no, you can tell Sean was the reason he got divorced. Sean was the reason. No one else.
Yeah.
And if you keep it to the fact that, yes, you lied about your divorce, that's different. But the fact that she can't even take a hard line, it's all passive aggressive, makes me hate her. And I just want to I want her to stand up for herself, but I don't think that's in her.
Not even more importantly in her, I don't think she wants that.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it's more of,
I
it's
can't
like
stand
what
people
she,
like this.
What she's Ugh. Getting from the, yeah, she triggered, she hits something.
She triggers the fuck out of me. Yeah.
Whereas I still kind of laugh, even though I think it's sad. I laugh, you know, because Sean says, you know, if I was married, my wife's, and he's looking at their certificate and goes, wait a minute, if I was married, my wife's name would have been on here. Because the name's, and Victoria goes, Jesus. And Sean goes, Jesus, Jesus what? And she said, and then you hear Sean say to the camera, it's very hard to lie. It's kind of like his Grey Gardens moment where
he's
very
hard to lie about everything.
It's a full scale story. And I'm not such a great author.
Yeah. Full scale story. I'm not a good author.
But he
says, mother darling, can you feed the cats, please?
And so Sean says, I'm not married now. But Victoria says, I need to leave the room and walks out again. And that's where we are.
I want this story over. I hate it.
I don't. You know what I want? I want Sean to have another wife, and I want him to have like 4 children.
That would be great. I don't think that's going to happen.
Or even a gay husband.
See, the thing is, I feel like the storyline is being fluffed, like you're fluffing an erect penis for a porn scene.
Oh, no, that's fun. I've heard. I wouldn't know. From experience.
That's all I've got. That's the show for me. I don't want to hear about your porn career.
I wouldn't know. I'm just saying I can't go on Sherman Way, drive down that road without getting a little bit excited anymore.
Wow.
Anyway, that was a deep North Hollywood joke. Like four people got it. Y'all, that is the show. You can go to our Linktree link on our Instagram or on our TikTok, The Reality Gays. We're going to have a website one day.
Hopefully.
So you can do that. But golly, I know Poodle hate, but isn't, golly, 90 Day UK is good. I'm really enjoying the show.
This is, it reminds me of what kind of, you take interesting people with compelling stories, and without massaging them too much, things will happen. But it has to start with the casting.
Casting.
Yeah. And the fact that this team worked really hard to cast this group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they've played it the right way. They've shown us the more important heart-forward people. Now we're going to get the jokes. We're going to get the Yolandas. And I'm ready for that. And I think this season of 90 Day, OG, season 9, we now see what inauthenticity shows up, mm-hmm. does. Because the whole problem here is, yeah, you can say that mostly casting could have been fooled. I think a lot of this isn't casting now about compelling stories. I think a lot of the casting is for, we just need people to talk about these people on social media.
No, I agree. Except for Bilal. Sucks. I think Bilal tricked them. I think he gave a better casting.
I know I keep going back to this, but that woman who gave the interview in the Hollywood Reporter, who was the casting person, and I would love to go one-on-one with her and have her explain her casting of this season to me. If you're listening, woman, I would love...
You would message her...
All the drinks you want.
She would message you and say, who are you, when you message her?
I don't care. I would say, I'm someone who you should be accountable to.
Somebody that to do to know. All right, everybody. That's the show.
Blame TLC. Blame Matt Sharp. Uh-oh. The cat. It resides with the casting here.
Oh, you've got to get off the soapbox. I have to pee. I've got to go.
We're
ending this show, everybody. We'll see you next week. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts? Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Keep going.
I have to pee. And you kept going on.
Sorry. No, I have to talk now. Yes. And if you can't, don't interrupt me, or I'm just like, you sit here longer. And if you can't read this, call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.